increasing brand awareness, wherein it's very important. The success in marketing is about your awareness about your brand. Out of, suppose, 1 million target customers, say teenagers, how many know you? 5% or 40%? That's very important. So connecting with a wider audience, social media allows you to reach out the wider audience simultaneously, either with the same message or multiple crafted content to be in line with them, to resonate with them. So that's what the first thing, viral potential that the social media offers. Now, once I receive a right communication, I will circulate. Now, diet is a critical challenge in my house. Like, so me exchanging with my family member exchange with me, and similarly, we know of some other, you know, people struggling with the weight measurement, etc. So that's the power of social media. Consistent branding. Ensure that all campaign elements reflect the brand's identity. Now, consistent branding using the identity-oriented approach, where looking at the color scheme, looking at the logo, people can immediately recognize that this message is from you. So all those aspects should be built in so that people start, even if they may not be reading your message deeply, exhaustively, brand connect appears in the mind when they see the logo, when they see the name of the company, etc. Cross-channel promotion, promote a cross-campaign across multiple social media to increase the reach and visibility. Encourage people to put this link on other media, etc. Or forward, when they forward, they can forward on a WhatsApp, they can forward on a LinkedIn to people, or they have created a groups within their social media community, so that way they can do it. So the worth saying campaign significantly boosted L'Oreal's brand awareness by making them a strong value-driven statement, means value-driven company, and therefore it resonated widely among the social media, among the target group as well as cross-sectional of the target groups. The message percolated different media. So that's the power of cross-channel promotion. Consumer demand research. You can use social media marketing or social media for consumer demand research. Demand is very important, because accordingly you can plan your production, accordingly you can plan your supply. So what you need is a content analysis. Start with the content analysis. Analyze whether you are creating a user-generated content or not, or you are only one-sided. You are giving it, but no interaction, no user-generated content getting added. So then you need to change. Informing strategy. Use these insights to guide product development and future marketing strategy. So here what it says is, you are doing social listening. So you are understanding what is the problem of the customer, what is needed by the customer. Can you not translate this internally to your product development team and let them develop a product or the service which will meet the future expectation of the customer or the new emerging need of the customer, and that will boost your demand. Survey integration, incorporate surveys and polls in various social media campaigns to gather direct information, direct feedback, which is both emotionally correct, because he's given you the feedback at the point of time when he's experienced your support. That's what is the power of it. Behavioral insights, track engagement pattern, use interactions to understand. So now when you are able to realize where the trend is shifting, now whether you notice the consumer is shifting towards that trend, then you know that behaviorally your product, certain range are going to get affected. But if you do not have a range on that platform, then you better produce, or you know that I should market more. I already have the product which is in line with the current trend, then I should market that more. So that way you get more business. Again, example of same L'Oreal. Analyze the content generated by the worth saying campaign to understand consumer growing interest, which informed the product development team, and they accordingly got into the product development strategy and on the other end marketing strategy, both. So overall they got the boost on the business development, so to say. The demand could be researched well and accordingly utilized to build the business. Social media marketing tools. So now what we get into, getting a glimpse of various tools that the social media uses is, so here it's a different platform, so to say. The tools are essential for streamlining the processes, enhancing the productivity. Impact of social media should be maximized for you. So how does social media platforms help you? So this is what we are going to get an idea about, so that you can increase your brand visibility and engagement. So mentions monitoring. Track the mentions of your brand. Again, it's a under the listening only, social media listening, but specific to your brand, you can pinpoint that only. So there are service providers who do that. So what they do is, wherever your brand mentions come up, they are able to extract, then they analyze it, and you will come to know the sentiments. Wherever required, you can respond. You can respond either in the community, you can respond by your next marketing communication, you can respond by product improvement, innovation, etc. So monitor customer conversions to understand what public sentiment is. So I've just explained that. Monitoring tool, if you apply, then they will identify wherever your brands have been mentioned and what customers are discussing about you. So this is very important aspects of mentions monitoring. So popular tools are like Mention, Brand24, Hootsuite, which is a very powerful multiple analytic comes under Hootsuite. So therefore, you are able to track various mentions on various platforms and what has been mentioned, etc., about your brand. So this provide you alert also. So it's not like something running in the background. Whenever something happens, you get a notifications, etc., so that you can immediately attend to it. So overall, that aspect also has to be looked at. Post creation and scheduling. So few tips about post creation and scheduling. Overall, under the social media marketing, what is the importance of any post? So when you create a post, it comes under the content, and content, as I told you, is a king. You have things like a master content, and then you develop a stream of a content for YouTube, for Facebook, for Instagram, because each again may require a different treatment. Instagram is more video centric, blog can be more content centric. Okay, so this, once you do that, planning is very important. Planning for content creation, planning for production, etc. You know the lead time for each, and you have certain plan for release. So accordingly, you can synchronize things. The team will know each other's expectations will be clear. So that's what is the planning. Popular tools are Buffer, Hootsuite again comes in, Sprout Social are widely used for creating and scheduling your various social media posts. These tools offer features like calendar development, post previews. Post can be previewed by you, previewed on maybe say specific platforms also. Automated scheduling. You want, once finalized, you want it to be released on a particular date, particular time. You don't have to then get into bothering about its release also by manual intervention. Then that gets automated. So example, Shopify uses Buffer to manage its social media presence, ensuring consistent and timely post across various platforms. So they come to know the trend on the song side, that which song is trending and those kind of things. Then they use it for their own post. So brand user communication. This is about existing customer. They are already your brand user. So how do you this thing? So here the awareness part is not there. Engagement is very crucial. So directly communicate with the user, that will create engagement. It has to involve your customer, okay, and that involvement ability of your communication or the content will create relationship, translating into loyalty. Tools help can you respond to this communication, you can have a tool which will facilitate a comment compilation, messages, alerting you about the mentions. We have earlier seen it. So brand user communication is very crucial. Tools like Sprinklr, Hootsuite again, HubSpot is another leading player on that area, enables brands to centralize communication effort. These tools provide unified inboxes for managing all social media interaction in one place. So multiple visits, multiple opening social media, instead of they provide you all those things as one inward platform where you get to see them, etc. So your ability to manage improves. You are able to do proper communication with your brand users because you are able to see a single picture. Then comes performance analytics. Earlier also we have seen there are many analytics tools. You have key performance indicators or you have a goal, as I told you, gives you the direction. Performance indicator gives the milestone, by so and so time I need to achieve this, next milestone is this, I have to achieve this. So they form your measurement also. So measuring success, you require a data about what's happening, and that data comes to you through the analytics. So you have to get engaged with analytics like Google Analytics, Sprout Social, Hootsuite, etc. They provide you a detailed analytics of your performance. Some platforms, when you advertise with them, gives you this support. Some provide their own analytics. So then you have to decide whether you will require services of other analytics or not, etc. So that's how the performance analytics takes place. And it tells you the trend or the shift or the behavior that is happening is as expected. If yes, you maximize. If no, you try to re-strategize, etc. So Buffer's analytics features help brand, which is a platform, as I earlier mentioned. It features help brands like Shopify track the performance of their social media posts and the campaign. They come out with the social media post. Okay, now using Buffer, they come to know how many people have they reached, how is the engagement, bounce rate, and various analytics are available, locations from which people have seen it or you engaged with, etc. So that's a power. I hope you get that. Creating a social media marketing strategy. So now we are trying to learn, how do you place your social media marketing strategy? How do you create one? So first of all, you always start with the goal. You know you are here, you want to be there. That's a goal post example which I gave you of a football field. Determine your goal. SMART goals, etc. we have studied. What you want to achieve, in what time, okay, for which what is required to be done. So that clarity has to come. So if you want a higher than normal growth in the sale, that means you have to create wider reach, wider brand awareness, etc. You need to have a lot of traffic building props. So all those things offer, you will be able to then, once the goal is clear, you'll be able to put other supporting parameters in place. So first thing, determine the goal. Know your audience. Audience in terms of segments, that is that homogeneous group, whom you want to target. Levi's can sell their product to teenagers, working professional or senior citizen, but they targeted teenagers and that's how they became world leader. So you need to know your target audience, their customer persona, buyer persona, that's the word we used earlier. So much of a detailing is required. So now you are ready to reach out to them. So choose the key platform depending on the persona, the journey. The next terminology is the customer journey. How they move. Buying an airline ticket to my arrival at a destination. What are the touch points? What is my journey? I use your website. I use your other aspects, your other digital property to get my boarding pass used, etc. So all those things you should know about it. Let's understand your audience. It comes into that. Choose key platforms. Key platform is the one. Who's your target persona? Who's your buyer persona? The buying habits. What is your objective? Certain platform can give you certain leverage. Certain platform cannot give you. What is the nature of communication? Professional or social? Tonality? All these things will help you to decide which platform to reach. So few tips about content planning and its execution. You need a content plan. So what is content plan? You have to achieve an objective of people understanding what is generative AI. Now you just cannot just tell them in one go, that's it. Now probably for that you will have to have a first a built up on birth of generative AI. What is artificial intelligence? What has happened? Why artificial intelligence today? Likewise. So then at the end you culminate. So like you have to have that plan, slice of your communication that is going to go. When will it go? How will it go? Which platform will it use? For which, what is the production you require? When will production start? So it is all a structural approach to creating, that is writing, producing, and then editing, and then releasing your content as scheduled. So there are defined KPIs. You should be very clear about key performance indicator. Once this communication or this series of communication being released over a period of say 1 month, so then what is an impact that would you like to see? So you should have that as a your key performance indicator, frozen, fixed up, mutually agreed with if you are using a external agency or with your marketing team. And then they get into the monitoring of it. Here they are given some common KPIs like engagement rate, follower growth, jump in the website traffic, conversion rate improvement, etc. So here the example is Dove's Real Beauty campaign. So Dove has compelled people to think why beauty is only in white skin. Why cannot people look at beauty, anything as a beauty? Okay, so that's a Real Beauty campaign. Effectively use a well-defined strategy to engage their target audience, focusing on authentic and inclusive content. They probably well predicted by what kind of reaction could be. So to answer that reaction, there was a film already in place, or they may be reading the reaction and developing that. But it's like they had a complete content plan with the KPI in place. Leveraging platforms for brand building and engagement. So the platform that you use, how do you leverage for building the brand and creating an engagement? So first of all, it should start with the right platform. If I'm addressing my this thing to the professionals, then maybe LinkedIn. If I am connecting on a designing front with designers and say architects, then maybe the Instagram is the right platform. So you choose the platform. That is very important. Each serves a specific nature of audience. Each has a specific tonality and the content absorption capability among the users, etc. So that having done that, then said LinkedIn is ideal for B2B marketing. That's also very well said. Business to business communication. The motor manufacturer wants to communicate with the fan manufacturer. Motor manufacturer wants to communicate with the exhaust fan maker, ceiling fan maker, exhaust fan maker. So that's a B2B communication. While Instagram is great for visual appeal and storytelling. So that's how right platform selection is the first thing. Content quality we have discussed earlier, so not that I'll spend more time out here. Resonating with the target customer is very crucial. Crux of a content quality, it should be then engaging, it should be compelling him to speak out, express himself or herself. So that's about the content quality. Consistent engagement, it's one-off approach will not work. Here you will have to create a series of consistent posts, consistent inputs, engage community consistently, release your blog on the subject consistently, put your Instagram post at a consistent interval. All consistency is the crux of continuous engagement that will build a relationship and a loyalty. Understanding now, utilizing analytics. So how do you utilize analytics for optimization? Means getting the best out of the platform that you use. Continuous improvement is possible using analytics. Analytics will clearly give you an idea which area you are good, which area you are not good at. You are good at reach, but you are not good at engagement. Then you have to look at what kind of interactiveness that you can put in, or what is lacking in your content that is not creating an engagement. So that is the first thing. Analytics gives you the factual real-time update of consumer behavior vis-a-vis your communication. Reading that, how do you adopt yourself? Refine your strategies based on insights from performance data to improving engagement and reach. So you have to constantly look at your available analytical data and not be quiet about it. Be proactive to change. Paid advertising, resort to paid advertising. How can you get into using an analytics for optimization? We are learning that the paid advertising under that, it's complementing your organic effort. You are doing tons of things like SEO, website redesigning, and various things you have done. But if you do a paid advertising, your organic effort gets a boost. Okay. And that paid advertising will get you more visibility, traffic generation, etc. And therefore, the lead generation will be facilitated. So there is a targeted ad to reach specific demographics. That is what knowing your target audience is the next thing, essential for you to have a maximized impact so that you get a better return. So that's how the analytics can be used for better performance. Key social media platforms and their strengths. So we are just going to touch base very briefly social media platform and what is good about it. What is their strength? So Facebook, for a large community, cross-section of the profile, okay, diverse audience, supports various content types including text, image, videos. They are able to give you link to anything. You can put videos, you can put GIF, you can put your descriptive content, you can put your PDF file. They give you a lot of connected facility and option to release your content. And with that as a base and a reach and as wider audience, today I may be of a particular age, but I have, say, subscribed to young MBAs group. Okay, so I see in that what they discuss, what are their difficulties. So during my lecture delivery, during my lecture content creation, I modify myself. So that's the power. Instagram, visually appealing. Okay, so overall brands will come alive. Storytelling is possible, which is Facebook being more static. It's like, you know, you produce a video and you go there, that's a different thing. But here you can create that very visually appealing storytelling, this thing, reels and various options that they provide you. So that's the power of Instagram. Twitter, real-time update, short content, meaningful, engagement, comprehension is better. And you create engagement through hashtags. Hashtag is another property of Instagram, where if the hashtag is used, then you don't have to search different content under that hashtag. If people have, while releasing the content, if people have put that as a hashtag, then just searching the hashtag, you will come to know all the communication. So brand aiming for quick and concise communication, use Twitter. Additional key platforms at their strengths. So while the earlier one were more social, here the LinkedIn, which is a professional networking platform. So it is ideal among professionals. It is more a B2B, business to business platform. Okay. So one business want to talk to another business. One business group wants to talk to another business group. One professional wants to talk to another professional. So that's what is a design of the LinkedIn, and therefore it has its own credibility and authority. So that's where the LinkedIn scores. YouTube, again, a video content. Video can be made emotional, can be made enjoying. So therefore, and video can be used for many purposes: teaching, educating, like enjoyment. So storytelling, in short, and a story can have different flavors. You can have short form video, long form video. There are again formats of video. So this is a power of YouTube. So brand wanting to communicate in a visual manner, okay, can use YouTube. TikTok flourishes with short, engaging video. TikTok is popular because short message videos. Okay, it's like 30 seconds, 1 minute, you know, kind of thing, and the complete story is narrated. It targets a very young demographic people, making it suitable for brands with youthful appeal. So here the brand looking at tapping the youth, then that may be the right platform. So that's the power of TikTok. So we have understood various platforms and their strengths. So now we get into understanding building brand identity and consistency. So this is also very important how social media can help you. So consistency across platform, as I said, you have to create your social media brand element. That is very important. You have your showroom brand element, you have your corporate office brand element. That's a different thing. Overall, you might have your major brand elements, but for social media, you may have to use it same but in a particular manner so that identity is created, visual similarity is created, and then add to that various tonality, etc. So that's what, once achieved, it will give a brand identity to your social media post. Fostering engagement, response formally to the comment, messages, mentions to demonstrate your agility, activeness, attendance to the customer. He feels that he has been attended. Encourage user-generated content to create a sense of community and authenticity. So, besides attending to individual comments and messages, etc., create a community and be proactive in providing a reason for others to engage with you. And then monitor, moderate, as I said. You know, you have to moderate them. Encourage those who are lying low to also come forward or generate more crosstalks, etc. So that is the role of our being a moderator. This needs to be done to foster engagement. This is required for building a brand, measuring and optimizing an engagement. So monitoring, as I said, is very critical. On key performance indicators are your milestones, goal is your final goalpost, analytics is a data through which you understand what is going right for you, what is not going right for you, what is changing at consumer level, and accordingly you entire readjust or tacticalize your subsequent plan. Apple consistent use of visual aesthetics and messaging tools like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube reinforces brand identity. Innovative image of the YouTube, innovative image of the Apple, they communicate very soundly using this visual impact tools. So that's about the brand. So with this, friends, we have completed this chapter. Thank you very much.